thank you, Peter, for having me.
So if you are elected to Congress, how would you tackle the state's opioid crisis?
I think what we have to do is a better job of understanding what's happening on the front lines, and then roll that up and then figure out what it is that we need in conjunction with the state and how the federal government can help them. And, you know, and I have talked to Governor Sununu about this. And, you know, we just got in $43 million, I think, ish, for this hub and spoke model that's going to be coming out there. And so, you know, those are the things that we have to talk to them about, what's working, what's not working. And so that's what I think you need to do is the first thing is you need to bring and go out and talk to the people that are actually providing the services to try to help these folks that are struggling with this addiction, and then take that forward to Washington and see what it is that we can do to help the state of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. The New Hampshire House of Representatives passed the expanded Medicaid bill back in May, with some Republican lawmakers supporting the bill. You voted against it, and you said on NHPR last week that you did vote against it because you're not a tax and spend kind of guy.
Yes, sir.
But is there a role for the government in helping people living in poverty to get health care?
Absolutely. And I think what we need to do is we need to be sensitive to the fact that people do need help. But, you know, I think it was the way the bill was set up with the Medicaid expansion, it really was to be able to tax some folks to be able to provide that. I believe what has to happen is I believe the federal government needs to fight for monies to get to the state and then let the states understand what it is they needed to do. The bill, and I'd have to reread it again, as I remember it when we did discussion on the House floor, I looked at that as, yes, there's an opportunity. I think it was a 5-year expansion. I think is that what it was, is that, you know, where is there a way that we actually let the states then provide and not actually look at it as a tax on the other people? I think there's a common ground. That bill didn't provide that common ground, and that was the reason why I didn't vote for it. But absolutely, people that are in need, those are why those programs are in place, and that's what we need to do to provide the help for them.
Republicans in Congress came close to repealing the Affordable Care Act last year. Would you support efforts to repeal Obamacare?
I would look at the first of all, I don't think the government should be in the business of healthcare. But the way it is, you know, you just can't take the rug out from people without having something in its place. And I think there's some things that you have to look at. I'm a huge believer of a free market. I believe we have to reduce the barriers of entry to other people to come into the state. You know, we're limited to the amount of providers that are here in the state. You know, we do comparative shopping all the time. We do it for milk and for eggs and for bread. We should allow the people in New Hampshire the opportunity to go and find the best health care for them, but we can't do that right now. That's one half of the problem, Peter. The other half is we have to allow individuals, when they go in to get health care as a consumer, we need to make sure that we empower them and that they know what they're getting when they spend their money. Right now, when you get an explanation of benefits and I see a procedure, let's just for say an example, an MRI, that's $3,000. I have no transparency into what that cost is. And so I need to be able to give to the individual, the consumer, the ability to shop where they feel is right for them.
So when you say the government should not be in the business of health care, are you saying that Obamacare deserves to be repealed, that the government has waded too far into the realm of health care and it needs to back off?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. And square that statement with what you said earlier about the federal government being sort of a way to assist states in helping its poorest citizens get some kind of health care coverage through Medicaid.
Sure. Well, Medicaid certainly is federal funding that goes to the states. I think, you know, Medicaid is a little different animal than the Affordable Care Act, where Medicaid is a program that gives money from the federal government to the states.
But a health care program, a government health care program.
Well, a government health care program is, you know, when you talk about Affordable Care Act, I'm reducing the barriers so that competition comes in, not dictated by the government. And that competition comes in, and then that free market then takes over. The free market and Medicaid, I think, are two separate things. I want to give the consumer the ability to pick what health care they can afford and what they need.
A personal question for you.
Yes, sir.
How do you get your coverage, and does the way you get coverage shape your thoughts about what works for the rest of the country?
Well, you know, I've had coverage in many different ways. I had it as a dependent when my father was in the service. I had it on when there wasn't even TRICARE as an active duty military. I've had it as an industry person when I actually went out and bought civilian coverage. I was a dependent for my wife when she was civil service and we had Blue Cross Blue Shield. And right now my family's on TRICARE. So I've seen a lot of things that's out there. What I will tell you, Peter, is that you need to have as many options out there and let you decide what's best for you, because what's good for one family may not certainly be good for another. But I've had medical care in many different facets, and the good thing for me and I was been fortunate is that I got to choose which way I wanted to go, and I think we need to be able to do that for most Americans.
Candidate for New Hampshire's 2nd Congressional District, Steve Negrin, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Peter, thank you very much for the time, sir.